Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. Welcome to this edition of Atlanta Business Radio, powered by Business Radio X. I'm your host, Alex Gossett Shiflett. We have two very special guests in our studio today, but before we get started, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, today's show, Atlanta Business Radio, you can follow us at Atlanta Biz Radio, and you can connect with me personally on Twitter at Alex G. Shiflett. I'd love to hear from you, and you can check out our pictures of our guests in the studio. All right, our first guest, we have two special guests today. Our first guest is Trenton Carson. Trenton is the owner, cinematographer, and editor for TC Productions. Welcome to the show, Trenton.
Thank you. Thank you.
And our second guest here today is Jane McCracken. Jane is the entrepreneur in residence at the ATDC at Georgia Tech. Welcome to the show. I'm going to start with Trenton. And Trenton, I'm going to ask you some questions I want to hear about your production company, and then we'll go to Jane, and then we'll just kind of have a discussion from both of you. If you want to jump in, that would be great. Okay, Trenton, you have a bachelor's degree in cinematography from Southern Illinois University. Tell us about that training.
Oh, man, that training, well, SIU Film Department is top 10 in the nation. We focus mainly on film production. So we shoot actual film on 35 millimeter, 16 millimeter, and Super 8. So we don't really, we transition over to video, but we primarily focus on film. And that helped us out a whole lot because it helped us out in our video training because we actually get to work on primarily film and then translate that on later on. We got to work on in a dark room. We work on, you know, Alexa's cameras and whatnot. So it was high-priced studio cameras that was meant for Hollywood. And right. That's what we was trained for. So we were mainly trained for to being cinematographers, directors, and being on set in a film studio.
Okay. So you trained in Illinois. What brought you here to Atlanta?
Oh, it was a lot of running around, but I trained in Illinois. I went to Hollywood, worked there for a while. Then I went back to Illinois and I worked at a television station. And while working at a television station, I still had a lot of friends in the college and professors as well as in Hollywood. And they was telling me about, and this is five, six years ago, they were telling me about this big shift that's happening in Georgia. A lot of the film scouters were heading to Georgia, scouting locations, and they were doing a lot of filming. They were bringing a lot of editors down. They were bringing a lot of cinematographers this way. So they was telling me that if you want to get ahead of the game, you want to start heading this way before everybody else comes this way.
Right. And so you came this way, and what did you do?
Came over here and started my video production company, and actually, being a step ahead of everybody gave me a great advantage because even though video has been out for a while, a lot of the business owners are yet to convert over to video. So it was a lot of teaching in the beginning. But once I, you know, brought them over and tell them what video is doing, the shift the video doing for small businesses, a lot of them started to get on board.
Right. So if for our audience, paint a picture, what is your production company and what do you do?
Okay. Our production company mainly is a video production company that provides video marketing content for businesses. So for businesses that's ready to get into the video marketing realm, we provide all that video content. Now, we don't necessarily market it. That would be a marketing company, but we shoot the video. And it's for businesses that's ready to get in front of the curve and or on the curve, as you say, with, I guess, the heavy hitters in business. Because as a small business owner, you want to be on par with the big businesses. You just don't have the big businesses' budget. But now with the internet and everything, you can actually put out ads, you know, that's not as expensive, but still the reach is more powerful than a big company would.
Right. Okay. Let's say I'm the customer. I'm coming to you as Business Radio X.
Yes.
And I say, Trenton, what can you do for us? What's the process?
Okay. The process, you would tell us, hey, we're looking for a video, and I'll have to go through what kind of video, who are you? You know, what's your mission statement? What are your customers? You know, what are your clients? What are your audience? What are they like? What are they into? Once we understand who they are, we almost work ourselves backwards. We understand who they are, what they want, and what they expect from you. And then we go ahead and create a storyboard based on that. So if your audience, say, like I said, most of them are business owners.
Right.
So they're looking some on that range. So we would create a storyboard that would be pleasing for business owners, something that they would want to see rather than an audience that's just our music lovers. You know, so we have to, you know, shoot and create the story differently based on what they want to see.
And how do you decide how long the video is going to be?
When we come together, we'll create a storyboard and we'll ask them, are you creating this for a television spot, or are you creating this for your website, or are you creating this for social media? We tell our clients that we don't like videos over 2.5-3 minutes unless it's something like, I guess, for your website and it's for customers that really know who you are, almost a company overview. But outside of that, 2 minutes, 2.5, it has to be under that time frame. So within 30 seconds, we can show a lot in 30 seconds, a minute and a half. That's pretty much the meat of it. And outside of that, you might lose a first-time client.
Right. So you're saying 2 minutes is the max.
2 minutes is the max for a new person. Yes.
Right. And that's kind of true when you think about today's society with our short attention spans. Mm-hmm. You really do kind of have to hit the audience within the first, I would say, 10 seconds?
10, 15
Jane, what
seconds.
Do you think? How, like, getting the audience's attention with a video, if you're selling something, what do you think the audience's attention?
Well, I think it's not only in video, it's in everything that you do. We live in a Twitter world, so all our feedback, all our communication, all our messaging needs to be short, succinct, and delivering that message in 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
I don't know if you guys, you see videos in your timeline or streamlines, and if you ever tapped on a video just to see how long it was before you even looked at it. You looked at it and you say 3 minutes, and you're like, well, I don't have 3 minutes to give this person. But if you look on there and you see it's a 1 minute video, I'll sit and watch this 1 minute video. And that's how, you know, fast we process things now. We actually look at the video to see how long, if we want to give that kind of attention to that video for that long.
Right. Because just 60 seconds is just too long.
Sometimes
these days.
Is.
It's just too long. What puts TC Productions ahead of or out in front of your competition?
Well, it's our, not only our creative process, is that, you know, everybody that's in TC Productions, you know, most of us actually went to Southern Illinois. So we have an educational background. We have a technical background. We learn how to work with almost, let's say, bare budget. And we learn how to work with, you know, a skeleton budget. So that pushes our creativity a lot. And that's what sets us apart, you know, and plus our relationships with our clients. We don't consider them just as clients. Once you're on board, you're pretty much our family. So a lot of times with the people on our roster that we work with, if we get in a new camera, we have a new idea, I'll send out an email blast. Hey, I got this new camera. I want to test it out. You know, we'll do it for, you know, 25-30% off. You know, you got an idea, let's go ahead and shoot it, you know. And they like that. They like being in front of everybody else before, you know, the mass. So when we get stuff like that, you know, we have a new idea, say, hey, we want to try this new editing technique. You know, I know you did a commercial with us in the past, you know, want to try something different, you know, 30-40% off. And they're like, yeah, you know, I could use a video right now. And that keeps them coming. And then with that helps us out in our, you know, testimonials. They love it, you know, and they send that out and they'll send it in their email blast. So we'll get a lot of referrals out of them.
Right. And that just grows your business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to say 90% of our clients are repeat clientele.
Right. Trenton, what's the best part of your job and what's the worst part of your job?
Oh, man, I think the best part and the worst part might be the same. But the best part is being a director, you know, is creating a story. You know, it's great that you see all the stuff around you in the world that you cannot control. But once you get into creating a story, writing it, you control everything. I control what you wear, what color you wear, where you walking, how you get there. And having that creative control, it's the best, you know. And editing as well, you know, because if I don't like it, I can take it out, you know, or I can add more to it. But the worst part is editing. So sometimes we get into what our clients we work with, you know, with seminars, or we work with some long format show. So in editing is pretty much, if I do a 2-hour seminar, well, I have to go watch it for 2 hours. And then on top of that, then I have to go back and edit it. So it's just reliving the same thing over and over. And sometimes it can get very tedious, especially with a client that don't know the editing process. They'll give us a script or some text and say, put this on there. And then they will come back a week later saying, we don't want this anymore. Mm-hmm. Put that on there. Like, well, I have to go through the whole video to do that. And they're like, it's just a quick fix. Just switch these letters. And
it's quick.
The quick fix is not really a quick fix.
Right.
And we have to go back in there. We have to go through the whole video. We have to render out the whole video, then export the whole video, then upload the whole video all over again. So that's pretty much probably the worst part, but it's not really that bad because I like editing.
Yeah, but you have to do that because if the client says, this is what I want, you have to deliver that.
Yeah, sometimes we get a client that said, hey, we changed our phone number. Can you go back in and switch this? So I'm like, all right, we'll go back in there, the whole video and whatnot.
How do you keep up with the changes? Because technology is just, it's growing so fast. We can't keep up with it. With editing and sound, how do you stay fresh?
Well, with our crew, every Monday is Research Monday. So we just spend pretty much 6 hours just looking up the latest trends, what's going on in the industry, what's going on, you know, in the area around us and seeing how they compare. Like, I would never use Hollywood's trend to Atlanta's trend. You know, it's not the same. You know, the marketing dollars is not the same. So I don't use it based on that, but I look out what's going on. Not, you know, on Mondays, like I said, we do our researching, but throughout the week, you just see what's going on, see what's on TV, see what's trending on Twitter or whatnot. You see what your friends are doing. You see what your business clients, you know, see what they're doing, see what their friends are doing, see what they're into. And once you can focus like that, you can actually forecast what's going to be next or forecast what they're looking at. And that's pretty much how we stay on top of it. And also, like I said earlier, you know, on YouTube, you know, you see what's the latest thing that's going on, you know, and you just look at it and see, okay, I see a trend going this way. Why is it going that way? And once you start figuring that stuff out, you actually forecast it and grab that attention and give it to your clients.
Right, because we were talking earlier, and you called it the YouTube degree.
Yeah, YouTube University.
YouTube University. Because you can see you can find anything, how to do anything, mm-hmm. and the instructions are right there for you.
And speaking of that, that's what we tell all our clients, is that you ever go on YouTube and say it's for a flat tire, you know, how to fix a flat tire. Well, for that 2 or 3 minutes that somebody teaching you how to fix a flat tire, that person becomes your industry leader. That person, even though it don't have no degree, no anything, that becomes a professional in your eyes. And for that 3 minutes, they're your professor and they captivated you for 3 minutes. So I tell these, my business owners, I said, with a vast amount of information that you know, somebody's online looking for that. So why couldn't it be you presenting that information to your clients, to your potential audience? And once they start looking at it that way, they say, oh, okay, you're right, you know. And it's a lot of stuff that they feel like they want to share everything they learned in college. And I'm like, you don't need to do all that. It's just people want a little bit of information. And I might get on YouTube and I'm saying, this is the right camera stand you should use, you know, or a tripod you should use. You know, it's nothing to me, but it's somebody online right now looking up the best tripod to use for their production or for their business.
And that's a really good point that, I mean, we all have cell phones. At any time of the day or night, we can take out our cell phone and we can have our own personal professor at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think of that until just now. But, I mean, that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wow. Okay, Trenton, what do you see for the future? What's happening for the future of TC Productions? What do you want to happen?
Okay, well, we want to get back into film. So, you know, shooting short features and whatnot, but we're building the business side. We have right now three components. It's the small business. It's the music side. We do a lot of music, working with the artists and whatnot. And then the real estate side. We shoot a lot of real estate tours or like real estate interviews and whatnot. So we're building those three up. And then when we in the future, we want to take that and go into film. So we want to add a fourth component, if you may. It's a lot going on, trying to keep up with everything. But sometimes it's a struggle, but we try to do it. Real estate been booming, but a lot of stuff on our real estate side that we've been selling homes. I think the fastest we sold a home with one of our videos has been less than 48 hours. And the longest, about a month. But
talk about that for a second. Selling a home with a video. What does that mean?
We're going through video tours. People, like I said, you know, sometimes the photograph doesn't does house that much justice. You know, you see a lot of lenses where it has that fisheye, where they can make a room like this look twice as big. And then when you get to look at the house and you're like, this is not what I saw in those pictures. You know, and sometimes the pictures are very unflattering. But with a video tour, you're in that home. So when you're walking through, we simulate our video tours as if the real estate agent is walking through you through that house. So we might start with the living room. We work through the bedrooms, the upstairs bathroom, all that stuff. And it feels like they're in there. And what we have learned with the agents is when new homeowners, they call in, they are serious homeowners. You know, there is not calling just to fill around. I just want to think about this. No, I saw this house. I saw the video. I'm very interested. I want to place a bid on this. So it's a lot of that been going on. And the people, they might get, instead of like 20, 30 calls of just filling around, they might get 5 calls that's, I'm ready to buy right now. You know, they said, can we bring you in for a tour? Wow. They said, well, I already saw it, you know, but you can bring me in again, but I'm ready to buy this home.
Wow. Excellent. Trenton, how can our audience get in touch with you?
Oh,
your company?
Well, we're everywhere, you know, but our website is tcpvid.com. But, you know, like I said, with the amount of videos we put up, if you put TC Productions in Google, first 3 pages of ours, you know, you will see all our work on our Twitter, TC Production Vid, our Instagram, our Facebook at TC Productions. But everything we post on there is showing up on the web. So if you just type in TC Productions or TC Productions LLC, you're going to get us.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to turn the conversation now over to Jane. Jane McCracken is an entrepreneur in residence at the ATDC at Georgia Tech, one of the oldest and most successful high-tech business incubators in the U.S. Jane uses her experience as a serial entrepreneur to mentor and coach a variety of technology businesses from ideation through product development, fundraising, and business growth. Jane, welcome again.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question. Paint us a picture about what you do. You're a startup catalyst, correct?
Yes.
At Georgia Tech. So tell us what you do.
Well, I am a serial entrepreneur, which means I've built and grown and exited a variety of technology businesses throughout my career. And now what I do is coach entrepreneurs to do the same thing. So our goal is to help entrepreneurs grow and develop, prosper in their businesses here in the state of Georgia. We are a state-supported organization housed and administered on the campus of Georgia Tech. So we use all those real assets and capabilities to our company's advantage. We currently work with about 100 companies directly through a variety of programs. We actually work with about 1,000 entrepreneurs. Our initial program is an education series where we are helping customers go from ideation to their minimum viable product right when they're first getting started. And in fact, Trenton was talking about the use of YouTube. A lot of companies can actually put a demo of a product that's more or less storyboards and screenshots. They haven't actually done their programming behind it, but they can show us what they intend their product to do, and they can do it on YouTube. And by garnering a lot of customer interest, you can prove that it's worth building out and spending the money to actually program the technologies that sits behind the product. So that's a good way of segueing both of your guests together here on how we can work together. The next level that we work with for companies is to actually help with the proof of concept and the product development and gaining traction. Kind of the new buzzword in the industry is traction. That means building out your customer base and proving that your market is there for the product. We call those our accelerate companies. Those people are devoting full time to their companies and growing it. They've mostly raised a friends and family round of funding, and perhaps they've even raised a seed round of funding. We have about 65 companies at that level that we're working with at the ATDC. And then finally, as you progress your company, start to earn revenue, start to grow that customer base, you're in our top tier, which is called our signature program, and we have about 35 companies in that program.
And what's the next step after that?
Well, we actually graduate you because you're starting to really gain momentum there. You're well in excess of $1 million a year in revenues after that. You're scaling, you're growing. We're helping you do that, continuing with our support, but we've graduated you from the actual hands-on program that we provide.
And what brought you to this program? Because like you said, you're a serial entrepreneur. What made you decide to come to Georgia Tech?
Well, number one, I am a graduate of Georgia Tech. I got my master's degree there. And in fact, I started my career at the ATDC many, many years ago when it was first getting launched. So that's kind of where the entrepreneur bug bit me. And now that I've been out there and I've been able to grow a few businesses, it's awfully nice to come back to the place where it all started for me and give back and help entrepreneurs do the same.
I'll do the high-low question with you. What's the best part of your job and what's the worst part of your job?
I think the best part of my job is meeting the wide variety of people that I do and getting to hear about all the interesting businesses they're trying to launch. The most difficult part of my job is when I sometimes have to burst people's bubbles in that perhaps their business is already out there and flourishing by a competitor who started it, or maybe it's just not a business that should be started because there isn't the customer base out there. So often what happens is it's not about whether or not you can build a product, it's whether you should build the product. Because companies fail through lack of customers, not through lack of product. So it's really to get people to focus on the customers themselves and whether or not they've got a large enough customer base to scale their business.
And how do you make that call? Like, give us an example of a business maybe that wasn't ready.
Well, the best way to do it, we kind of practice the lean startup methodology. And the best way to help companies go through this is to teach them the customer discovery process. And what you do in customer discovery is you get out there and actually engage and talk with your customers. You get to intimately know your marketplace and find out what the greatest pain points are amongst your customers, or what are the things they really want to gain. Because if you can solve a pain or really give them a great deal of gain, you are likely going to succeed in your business.
Can you give us an example of a business?
A lot of people are out there starting apps.
Apps.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's just pick an app. There are tons of people out there starting apps. And statistics show you that people don't really download apps from shopping in the store. They have to actually be recommended an app through a friend. Sometimes we don't even engage with the apps on our phone beyond the first couple of weeks after we've just purchased those apps that have been preloaded on our phone. So a lot of people are out there feeling like they need to develop an app, but it isn't about whether you should develop, it isn't about whether or not you can develop the app, it's whether you should develop the app. And I'll give you an example. There was a gentleman that came through our classes. He wanted to create a better social media experience for people, and that was what his goal was. And that's a very wide-ranging goal. So we got him to focus in on what kind of an app and who the customer base would be. And he focused in on recreational basketball players. And he developed a social media app so that recreational basketball players of a certain level could find a pickup game with other players of their level. So really by getting him to focus in on a target market and a target market who really needed a social media solution, in this case, a way to find pickup basketball games, he was able to find his audience, and his app is actually quite successful.
Very interesting. Yes, we just had Friday, we had the CEO of Dragon Army.
Sure.
On. Fascinating. Okay, you've talked a little bit about customer discovery. Tell us about fundraising.
Fundraising is what everyone wants to do. And first of all, I think it gets overplayed in the media quite a bit. Yes, you do need money to start your business. However, you can't just rely on funds being raised from other people. You need to, you know, one big source of your capital can be from customers themselves. So if you just get out there and sell the product, earn some revenues, you'd actually need less outside funding. That's not to say that you don't need outside funding at all, but often people don't get out there and sell first. Get out there and prove the customers want their product. Get out there and earn as much revenue as they possibly can before turning to investors for money. If you have a good story to tell and you have customers that are buying your product, it is a whole lot easier to raise money.
Right. Okay. You've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs, and you've talked about getting to the top 35 that get to the top of your
program. To our signature program.
Is there one that just stands out as your favorite that you'd like to share with us? I know that's kind of a hard question, but...
It is a very difficult question. Actually, I have 35 favorites. But there are a wide variety of companies that we have in our signature program. Everything from consumer products to cybersecurity to healthcare and healthcare technology to... We even have a robotic bartender. That's a part of our our signature program. So we have some really interesting companies. We have a company that has created a whole new lending marketplace by crowdsourcing lenders for small home builders and home flippers. They're doing that through crowdsourcing methodologies. So you've kind of heard about crowdfunding and crowdsourcing. They're using this to create a whole new place for people to locate funds for their businesses. So we have a wide variety of companies. It's hard to really single out a single one.
Right. I know that you personally, you were CEO of an oncology-focused clinical research company. And I mean, I know from our point, we've seen people come in and there's so many new things happening in the medical field with technology. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Sure. One of my... greatest pleasures in life is when I've been growing businesses is to do it in a variety of technology areas. But one of them was in helping pharmaceutical companies, biotech companies, medical device companies find things that could actually help people who are suffering cancer and possibly even cure their disease. We were a clinical research company. We were testing drugs and devices before they were approved by the FDA. By testing them in human patient volunteers, gathering data around what we were finding out about the efficacy and the safety and what those drugs could do for people, we put that data together in a package and then submitted it to the FDA for approval. Some of those products that we worked with are on the market today and actually helping people who are suffering both solid tumor cancers and bloodborne cancers.
Wow. What would you like to happen with where you are now with the program? I know you've got a showcase coming up.
We do on May 12th. On May 12th, we have a showcase at the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center right there at Spring Street and 5th in Midtown Atlanta. it gives our opportunity to showcase all the wonderful things we're doing at the ATDC and in particular highlight what successes our companies are achieving. So we'll have about 100 companies there showing their products, showing what it is that they're doing. We usually expect about 800 people in attendance. So it's just a fabulous afternoon, and I hope a lot of people can join us.
Okay. So tell us, if we're interested in coming to the showcase, is there a fee? Is there...
The easiest thing to do is to please register for the showcase by going to our website, www.atdc.org.
Okay. And they can find out the time and register and tell us what do you see or what would you like to happen at the future at ATDC?
I want us to continue to grow and help entrepreneurial businesses succeed in Georgia. I am grateful to our state legislators and our governor for their ongoing support. I am grateful to the folks on the campus of Georgia Tech, from President Peterson on down, who really allows us to help companies, not only those in our city, but those developing technology right on our college campuses throughout the state. We also have programs in Athens, Augusta, Savannah, Alpharetta. We've just started one downtown and really emphasizing digital media and entertainment at the Flatiron Building, which is our oldest skyscraper in downtown Atlanta. It's a very exciting new program for digitally media-minded entrepreneurs. So I just want us to continue to do all the good work that we're doing, expand it, and do more.
Excellent. Okay. I want to open up a kind of a discussion. Trenton, you can jump in as well. Just to talk for a minute about Atlanta and how it is growing. It's just, like you said, this was the reason you came here because of what you've heard. Talk about what you see happening in Atlanta.
Well, I think Atlanta is growing and flourishing. We are finally getting out of that deep, dark recession that, unfortunately, we suffered pretty badly. I see us at the forefront of a number of industries, including the digital media and entertainment industry, as Trenton well knows. We are also very strong in fintech. Most of the world's payments are processed right here in our metropolitan area. We are very strong in health tech, and we are very strong in cybersecurity. So I think we should expand our capabilities here and really highlight all of the companies in Atlanta that are in that space.
And what are some challenges do you think we have in Atlanta that we need to work out?
Traffic.
Traffic. I knew you were going to say that.
Absolutely, the traffic. I think that it is a challenge for us because people do have to get from point A to point B. I think we also have to focus on some of our infrastructure issues so that we can continue to grow and flourish the businesses that we have here. Because if we don't have that infrastructure, whether it's transportation, water supply, and other infrastructure issues, it's going to be hard to develop a business here.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we do have a lot of things in our favor.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Especially like you said, with the tech and with all the technology that's coming down here and the tech companies coming down here, you're bringing a strong influence of millennials. We're coming by the force. And we hear, like I said, great things about Atlanta, especially about how the city of Atlanta is opening up to millennials. We got a lot of attractions going on, like you said, with the Brave Stadiums coming down here and with the almost on-site housing, you know, it makes it appealing for us to come down here. And it's affordable to a degree. It's affordable to where we can see ourselves spending our first, 10 years before the family, staying in housing that's close to the downtown area, close to the Brave Stadium, close to a lot of things that's happening. And like I said, with tech down here and with the tech coming, it's opened up a world for possibilities for millennials to come actually do stuff instead of, if you go to other cities, it's almost a boomer city where you don't really move up until a boomer moves out. So down here, it's opened up to where we're not going into the workforce saying, I want to work at this company X amount of years and work, build my way up. I want to go in and be an entrepreneur right now and start my business. And I have the opportunity to do it down here.
Jane, what do you like to do here in Atlanta on your off time?
In my off time, what I really like to do is, especially this time of year, is enjoy the gorgeous spring weather that we have. Despite all that horrible yellow pollen, it is one of the prettiest times in our city. So just going around and having the opportunity to see all the lovely dogwoods, cherry trees, azaleas that are blooming, and just enjoying the beautiful weather. I like spending time outdoors.
Yes, and it is gorgeous right now. Absolutely gorgeous. Trenton, what do you like to do in your off time in Atlanta?
I'm a small business owner. I don't have off time. But I'm very, very much into sports. So I like to stay active. So with your new
and
pickup
tonight
app.
Tonight is the Braves opener.
Yes, so I know. I know. So with the app, like you have the pickup games and like to go bowling, it's just like being outdoors, but I have to be doing something, you know? And like I said, a lot of stuff going on down here. And speaking of sports, you know, I'm from the Chicago area, so I do a lot of Chicago sports. So anytime my team come down here, I'm at that game. So I've been, you know, when the Cubs play, you know, to the Bulls play, I'm always at downtown Atlanta watching some game going on.
All right. Well, to wrap things up, Trenton, tell us again how our audience can get in touch with you.
Well, you can get in touch with us on our website, tcpvid.com. Anything on social media from LinkedIn all the way down to, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all TC Productions. And like I said, if you go on the internet, just type in TC Productions, you're going to find us, you know, from Google on, you know, Google AdWords and all that stuff. Everything on down, just type it in. You'll see multiple pages about us.
Great. Thank you. And Jane, how can we get in touch with you? And if you want to give one more shout out about the showcase.
Oh, well, thank you very much. The best way to reach any of us at the ATDC is to go to our website, www.atdc.org. If you'd like to speak with me directly, my email address is jane@atdc.org. Like my fellow production company here, we do follow all the social media, so you'll find us on all of those outlets. And I will give a shout out once again on May 12th in the afternoon. We invite everybody to come down and be a part of our ATDC showcase at the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center on Spring and Fifth Street.
Excellent. Thank you, Jane, and thank you, Trenton. And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Business Radio X, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. And as always, I'm wondering who will be my next guest on Business Radio X.